Yesterday, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville unveiled two new exhibits in a space that once held the Wonder World exhibit. Elizabeth Wyman, registrar at the museum, was the guide for the first new exhibit, Moshe Safdie, The Path to Crystal Bridges. It explores the work of world-renowned architect Moshe Safdie, showcasing the progression of both the architect and his architecture.
So we start off with this model where he was exploring an idea. We go to a drawing and we go to a larger scale architectural model. Moshe Safdie is one of the few architects who still works with large scale architectural models. He has a model shop in his studio in Boston. And from there we progress to a photograph of the final modular facility. This was featured in the 1967 World's Fair and really was kind of an early culmination for a young career that really launched him from there on.
Moshe Safdie is, of course, the architect of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. The building's sprawling windows, both large and small, emphasize Safdie's thoughts of light and its importance in art. Aaron Jones, guide program manager at Crystal Bridges, gave a tour of the second new exhibit yesterday. It's titled See the Light, the Luminous Tradition in American Art. It includes a major acquisition for the museum, and it shows how luminous artists use the concept of light.
So light has forever been a sort of a metaphor to communicate certain truths. You can think about religious kind of doctrine. And then during the 19th century, there was sort of a shift with transcendentalism, this concept of meditative in nature to seek higher truths.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the unveiling tour yesterday. After the tour, she had some questions for Aaron Jones.
So this space has been several different things within the last year. So how do you have to approach it differently when you decide that you're going to have two exhibitions in this one space?
Absolutely. The curators are responsible for all of this. And so they look at not only the objects and the atmosphere of what this space actually truly is. Because you see, we have some compound piers. We have a unique kind of structure. But certainly for this particular exhibition, because so many objects emit light, they were going to have to put up some temporary walls. Here, the James Turrell has its own room. That's not originally part of it. So the curators do have to look at what are these objects that we're getting with each one of these exhibitions, and how do we really set those off for the public and our guests to see them in context. If you happen to have been here at the very opening, we had Wonder World part of our permanent collection. We kept the space fairly much of how it was, and we had the backgrounds white. And then when we had the wonderful Hudson River School, you noticed that the walls were very, very dark, more contextual of how they would have been presented at that particular time. And I think it really allowed those colors that those painters were using to set the stage to look closely. And here, now you'll notice, not only have we gone back to the white walls, but we've kind of compartmentalized so that you can see these things in context, and now the lighting from the top. You don't have the house lights up to make it a darker space to really, really enjoy these objects.
Lighting plays an important part in art in many different forms, so why the decision to focus specifically on light in this exhibition, or these two exhibitions?
I think the public interest in not only some of the contemporary works of art that we have, such as the Dan Flavin, as well as our Sky Space by James Turrell. Many of them were wanting to know more. And then we also have this extraordinary architectural structure that so many people want to find out more about the architect, and they find another little space, and ooh, did you notice that light actually filters in and it looks different at a different time of day? Yes, we did, and that's what the architect knew as well, to kind of really share that. So the curators had the opportunity to kind of say, how can we continue this? We are still in our inaugural year. We are coming up on our first anniversary. So to be able to continue this idea of sharing our first year about the building and works that we have, complementing with some things that we can have on loan.
Now the Mark Rothko at the other end of where we're standing right now has a unique kind of black curtain frame around it. Will that stay up, or is that a special way that you're having it framed right now to kind of debut it?
That was all for you guys. Isn't that great? It is kind of the debut. The beautiful curtain kind of puts it in a little architectural space of what makes it look kind of separate. I kind of like it, but it was traditionally as kind of an unveil, and it will not be there for the public opening.
It was a nice dramatic thing, so I was just curious if it was going to stay there.
I think one of our curators had said, you know, I kind of like it now. It looks kind of nice. So who knows? They may change their mind, but as of right now, it was specifically for the opening for you all.
Well, you did mention that much of this exhibition hinged on the acquisition of the Rothko. Can you kind of tell me what it means to have a Rothko and kind of what he means to the art world?
Mark Rothko is a pivotal individual in the history of American art. We have an early Rothko when he was experimenting with myth-making. And so I am in the education field. And so it is a wonderful opportunity for us in education to now have two Rothkos, from his early to now what he was known. This is his most mature. This is what museums really want to find, that particular year, that particular color, and that style of Rothko. So this now is just a gem for our collection, and I think it's going to look really, really well in our contemporary collection soon after we have the light exhibition.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda talked to Aaron Jones of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art yesterday at the museum as two new exhibits were unveiled.